ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Thousands of tonnes of electrical waste year on year coming back to us for recycling into authorised and proper facilities here in Ireland. But we've also seen a rise in consumption on the market. So then the rates that we're collecting kind of can stagnate as a result, getting that balance right between the amount that we're consuming and buying and then the amount that maybe we're reusing, repairing and ultimately recycling.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. Over the past decade, the rise in the world of technology has contributed to an increase in electrical waste. Thankfully, Irish people have embraced the recycling of electronic equipment, and between the public's mindset and work of We Ireland, we've managed to stay ahead of the curve. This week, we spoke to Elizabeth O'Reilly, the head of environmental compliance at We Ireland. She spoke to us about all things electrical waste around the country.
Elizabeth, can you tell some of our listeners, for those who don't know, what We Ireland do?
We do a lot. So we collect and recycle old and broken waste electrical and electronic equipment. That's where the term we comes from. And we collect that on behalf of the industry that puts it on the market in the first place. So the brands that you know, maybe the ones that represent the phone that we're using or the laptop or the washing machine, or television in your house. So the brands and the importers and distributors of those products on the Irish market are all members of our scheme. And they collectively fund all of that take back and recycling and environmental awareness work we do for them.
And since the scheme first started, have you seen firsthand a significant rise in the amount of waste across the country?
Yes, I have. So I've been working with the scheme since 2005. And in one sense, we've managed to collect more and more electrical waste, which has been fantastic. So the Irish public really embraced this, as they have so many other environmental initiatives. They understood what they needed to do, and they've brought it back for free and accessible recycling.
How difficult of a task is it to gather all this, to stop this from ending up in landfills?
It's a lot of logistics on a lot of people. So We Ireland itself, we're quite a small company, but we work with hundreds of other people and companies all around the country. So waste electrical recyclers, collection agents, and then authorised collection points. And in Ireland, there's about 100 recycling centres around the country, and they're fantastic. If you live near one of them, you can take back almost anything for recycling. But if you don't live near one of them, which unfortunately is the case for quite a lot of the population, then, you know, what do you do? And in the waste electrical system, what you're able to do is bring it back to your retailer. So if you're buying a new washing machine and they're delivering one to you, they will take back your old one for recycling, which is fantastic. You don't have to deal with that heavy piece of waste yourself. But they'll also take back small electrical items. And that's something we're really focused on this year.
And you briefly mentioned there some of the smaller items. I know that e-waste globally has really just been increasing, your toys, your vapes, USB sticks. How damaging is that to the planet?
Well, yeah, small we, as we call it, that mixed or invisible we, because it kind of goes under the radar a bit. There's a lot of it. And you're right, it can be damaging to our environment and even our human health if it's not disposed of properly. And it's quite a heterogeneous or a very mixed group, hence we call it mixed we, because it's made up of everything and anything. If you think about it, your headphones, accessories, your phones, your electric toothbrush, vapes, it's a whole new kind of category of e-waste we didn't have to deal with two or three years ago. But also if you think in the home, small electrical toys, tools, what's in the kitchen drawer that doesn't work anymore, and of course batteries, which is everybody has them in the drawer and you're not sure they're the working ones or not, and remote controls for things you don't know if you still have in your house or not. So I could probably list them from here to the end of the day. Like,
Elizabeth, how are we as a nation compared to some of our EU neighbors or even more globally when it comes to handling e-waste and the amount that we're producing as well?
So we're starting to increase the amount that we have on the market. We would have been about the middle tier in Europe in terms of what we were consuming, but we're actually rising up the ranks, particularly in recent years. I don't know, is this kind of maybe a return to working from home during COVID, or people were buying technology to help their lives? But we've certainly increased. We're heading towards the top for what goes on the market and what we buy. But the really good news is that we've been quite top tier in Europe in terms of take back and recycling. As I said, the Irish public have really embraced this e-waste recycling system, particularly for the large appliances. So the ones that are easily identifiable with a plug or a battery, those white goods and, you know, your television screens, with small electrical waste, we're not as good. So there's only about 40% of that coming back for recycling. So big question mark for us is, where's the other 60%? We know smaller items don't have as long a lifespan maybe as your big white goods. And some of them can come around with a fairly short life cycle, so need recycling.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you, Luke.
Since starting operations in 2005, We Ireland has become the scheme of choice in the country and has been vital in keeping Ireland in the top tier of electrical waste recyclers across Europe.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.